Actually, you don't did control that, my moods. I control my own moods. Okay, should we go?
Hello.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Why Is Harriet Crying?
With Sunil Patel.
Harriet Kemsley. How are you?
You sound tired.
I am tired. Just being really mean about my jumper and I'm really unhappy.
I'm not mean about it. Every time, I just really like the fact that so many of your tops have French phrases on them. And I think it's really funny seeing you tottering into a gig with the words Disco Paris written on your top sometimes.
I like things with the word disco on it. It just seems like it's making things fun.
Yeah, they are fun.
You're
fun.
The opposite. You just wear things that aren't fun. I
don't wear anything with writing on it, no.
Yeah, everything you wear is bland.
Okay.
Just going straight into this. Have you heard of Cartman's drama triangle?
No.
I think we're living in it. I got taught about it. It's a triangle.
Cartman's drama triangle.
Yeah, so...
It's a triangle, yeah.
It's a triangle, and everyone takes on different roles within the triangle.
So if there's three people, you mean?
Yeah, but then I think the two of us are doing this.
Okay.
So there's one that's the persecutor or the bully.
Yeah.
Who do you think that is?
I don't know. Well, let's see what the other two roles are.
Rescuer, the martyr.
Well, probably me.
Victim, helpless.
That's you.
Okay. The bully blames others for all their problems.
That's you.
No, wait. Criticizes. Dominating, puts others down,
yeah.
Angry, resentful.
That's you.
Rule orientated.
That's probably me.
Has all rights while others have none.
Yeah, but you're all of those things nearly.
Well then,
you're the one who blames others.
You gain self-esteem by helping others.
Thank you.
You feel the need to fix people's problems.
No, I don't.
Often feel like a failure when the other person complains.
No.
So, but I think in it we all move around. I just learned about this triangle.
You just learned about this triangle, have you?
Every human, like you, and then you go around, so...
Which one's the best one? They all sound pretty shit.
Yeah, they're all a bit bad, aren't they?
So can you find other triangles we can be on?
This is the only triangle I've
got. What about Maslow's hierarchy of needs?
How does that go?
You start off at the bottom just wanting like food and water.
Yeah.
And then at the top you want self-actualization.
I want all those things.
Yeah, that's what...
What is self-actualization?
It's when you're living your best life.
I want that. Who doesn't want that?
But you need the other things
below
it.
People want to live
not
their best life.
Well, you need to get the base right first, and people will only ever get to self-actualization once they get all the other things right.
So if you're on a diet, you can't be self-actualized.
What does that mean?
Well, if you don't have food, you can't have food.
Oh, if you don't have any food, then yeah, you won't ever realize your dreams.
Find yourself, yeah. I found another...
You found a triangle of me?
No, this is the thing you were talking about. Folia, what's that? Who was talking about this?
This wasn't me. Folia. What's that?
What are folia?
Foliage.
No, I'm not talking about foliage. No, this was something you were talking about. Wait, I wrote it down. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you wrote folia down again.
I don't know what it means.
Yeah, why have you written it down?
I don't know.
Were we supposed to discuss folia?
I don't know what it actually means.
I read that.
What?
You're accusing me of lying.
Oh, yeah, I wrote down. I just written a list. You're not supposed to see it. My stomach rumbled. It says, Sunil, because you're on stage and then you keep telling people that you don't drink and you do drink. I saw you drunk 2 weeks ago. Elliot was there. Did you see Sunil drunk? Say yes, Elliot.
Yes, yep.
See, Elliot's the victim of your drinking. I'm the rescuer. You're the bully. So we found the triangle.
I had two cans. Yeah.
Yeah. And you were drunk.
I don't think I was drunk.
You were drunk.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
I find a lot of the time you do deflect these things. When you've been drinking a lot, you want other people to be drinking
a lot.
Yeah,
because otherwise I feel embarrassed that I'm going to do something.
Exactly,
yeah.
And that's a perfectly natural thing.
I don't like how you've done this.
Also, I don't think it's that bad. I just don't think it... Like, you do a joke where you... Like, I stopped drinking after September last year, but then I drink on special occasions now.
Yeah, but
the joke is still there saying I don't drink anymore. In fact, I could stop saying it. I could still do the joke. Is that your problem? That joke isn't 100% accurate? Because if that's a problem, I've got a lot to pick you up on.
No, it's because you pick and choose when you drink. And you like some people like you think you think are more fun.
Oh, is that what you're worried about?
Yeah, and then
because
you
I
don't
won't drink
like,
with
yeah.
you.
And then I feel like I'm not fun.
It's not
or
fun.
Or maybe you don't feel the need to drink with me because I'm so fun.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Other people you have to drink with.
No, the thing is, like, with you, I remember in the past when we used to drink together, you could only ever have two drinks and you can't have more than
three
that.
Three drinks.
Otherwise you're a complete mess.
Yeah.
So there's always a limit to how much drunk fun there is when you're about.
Oh.
Do you see what I mean? Like, you've had three and then you've got to go home, so that's it.
No, but I don't. I stay out.
Yeah, but I don't...
I do shots now. You have no idea. I did a limoncello shot the other day.
That's...
Watch out.
Barely alcoholic, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, watch out.
No, I mean, I'm sorry if that's that makes okay. you feel
Thank
like
you
you're
for
not
apologizing.
Fun.
Thank you for apologizing.
That's okay.
Do you still feel like you're the bully?
I feel like you're the bully.
I think you're the bully.
Why am I the bully?
Because your behaviour is bullying.
What? Which behaviour?
All of it. How to escape the triangle. I have to challenge my persecutor. That's you.
So I've got to challenge you?
No, you're the persecutor, so I challenge you. Shift from the drama triangle. But then you just shift into another role. We just go round and round the triangle.
What are you on about?
The Cartman's drama triangle.
But even if we knew these roles existed, how would it help?
I don't know. I think we've just got to get on with it. Should we get on our guest?
Yeah.
We've got the wonderful Stephen Bailey.
Oh, okay. Well done. Okay, looking forward to that. That'd be really fun.
What?
Well, it's going to cut in, isn't it?
No, he's right here. He's here now.
Is he?
He's right here, yeah.
10, 9,
Look,
here
he's
he
just
comes,
coming.
7,
there he is.
6,
he's about to appear.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Surprise!
There's a big box of lint down there.
It's Bobby's advent calendar.
It's huge.
It's a big learning process for Bobby because... I was just talking about your advent calendar.
It's been a learning
about
process
about how
for
he
you.
Always would eat all the chocolates before the beginning of December and then now he eats them once a day. Every
You've
day.
Got a Milky Bar one as well.
Well, the lint one's nice.
The lint one looks...
One's What do you have with all your mishaps?
I've got a dairy-free, gluten-free, wheat-free, free from advent calendar.
Oh, my God.
Joy-free, yeah, basically.
Why don't you just get one of those, like, do you know the beauty product ones you can get?
I would love that, but Bobby doesn't know. Can you tell Bobby to get me one?
Okay.
He doesn't
you can't
know about it.
And as well, all you have to do is spend £40 in M&S and you get one for £25, which should be £300.
That's what I really want, yeah.
But you can't just use one beauty product every day.
No, but they give you... What? No, it's not like you just get shampoo one day and then you use the shampoo and then the next day you get conditioner.
Oh, a tiny
and then,
little...
Yeah.
It's like a stock up though, isn't it?
Yeah, so you get all these nice treats. Different treat every day.
I've got my regime
like
down.
Nice
so I don't.
Dry cream.
I use... I only realised that I shouldn't be using Kiehl's because it's very bad for animal testing.
Really?
Oh. Kiehl's is one of my favourites.
Been using the eye stuff.
I don't use
them.
It. I just use Elemis because they're very against animal testing.
Yeah.
When nervous, go to Body Shop.
Yeah.
Really?
If you don't know what people do, just go there.
I've heard Lush are really bad.
No, they're really good.
They're really
their
good.
Their staff, apparently, behind the scenes.
No, their staff
like
are annoying. It's a different thing.
No, the guy apparently runs it isn't even a vegetarian.
That's okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
Anyway, we're here with Stephen Bailey. He's joined us. Yeah. What an interesting chap, everybody. Lovely.
But we cut out the slander just before we introduce him.
Wow, yeah. Mr. Lush.
No, don't say it again.
Oh, sorry. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, guys.
Stephen's a bit sick.
Thanks for having me. I've got my husky voice. Thanks for the Lemsip.
It's quite sexy.
Do you like
it's
it?
Yeah. Voice.
I want you to keep it.
My boyfriend's not even here to enjoy it.
How long is he away for? Yeah. What's he?
A week. I'm scared he's going to get stranded in New York.
Why? Because is there bad weather?
Snow, maybe.
Snow.
Is it?
It's for the festivities, the course, yeah, isn't yeah, yeah. it? What's and it? I keep flashing back to that James Acaster and a gamble story. Do you remember?
Yeah, when they all got trapped there.
I know. I should have gone with him to get the press. I've got a tour to sell.
What's he out there for?
What? Work. He works. He's a lawyer at NBC.
Oh, my.
No, if I don't end up on Conan O'Brien soon, I'm blowing the wrong person.
I don't think Conan's on NBC.
Oh. Seth Meyers. I'll take a Seth Meyers.
I'll take one Seth Meyers.
Take anything, really.
I don't know. I want to go to America. Well. Me and Sunil very nearly booked. We got very drunk.
No, I'd only had two beers.
Yeah, but you don't drink, so you were drunk.
Yeah, that's what we're
drunk. So we're drunk, and then we nearly booked tickets to New York.
What stopped you?
Well, we didn't have money.
On the price comparison, it said £300, and then we clicked on it. It went up to £630.
I did that because I was going to go with Rich, and then we looked, and it was like £300 return, and then by the time I had it confirmed by work, it was £1,500.
Come on.
Yeah, because we convinced ourselves. We were like, that's so cheap, £300, what a bargain. And then we found an Airbnb that had like...
It was someone's...
someone's house.
Someone
I think.
Was living there.
Yeah, someone was living there, but then you got a room and then we were like, this is great.
It was actually working out really nicely.
Yeah, 20 wow. quid a night. And then
were you going to take your husband or just Neil?
No, because she was Bobby was away in Australia.
Yeah.
So wow, she was like, well, so I'm going to get him back for going to Australia on his
yeah,
own.
Yeah, it was like revenge.
I don't blame you. I was so jealous of that. And I'm not even married to him.
I know. It was so annoying.
I was like, he doesn't even know who Caitlyn Jenner is.
He doesn't know. People keep saying he's got the same voice as Caitlyn Jenner. And that he Bobby. Reminds people of Caitlyn Jenner. Yeah, I've had a few people say that.
Caitlyn Jenner's... No.
You don't think?
No. I don't think so at all.
No, that's really thrown me.
Caitlyn Jenner.
No.
He's got a look of her.
Yeah.
He absolutely yeah. hasn't.
And the voice, people keep saying, oh, I hear the voice and I think it's Bobby and then it's Caitlyn Jenner.
What?
Well,
I
Caitlyn
don't know
is.
He knows this actually.
Well, I don't know what to do with that.
I don't. I've never been so stumped in so long.
I don't know. But anyway, yeah, Bobby went to Australia and I was really jealous and they flew him out business class.
You have to.
He got bought bowls of ice cream whenever he wanted. They brought him chocolate mousse at Abu Dhabi airport.
Like a child.
Yeah, like Home Alone. He was like Kevin McAllister loose. And he wore grey jogging bottoms and a grey t-shirt. Even though there's like a dress code.
Is there?
He looked like he just got out of jail when he got home. Yeah.
I just feel like, do you know what annoys me? I don't feel like Bobby would appreciate business class the way I would appreciate business
class. No, exactly. I completely agree with you.
He would not be doing the face mask and the creams and taking a trip. Yeah.
No.
I don't think they do that on business class. I think that's first. Business is kind of like...
He slept for 8 hours solid.
Yeah.
You ever heard of that on a plane?
No. Fair play to him. But I don't think you get a facial.
Nope.
No, you bring your own facials now from your beauty advent calendar.
You can do
if
that
If you
anywhere.
Get booked next year and just do a stuck here.
You can do that on any plane, to be fair. Yeah. You can do that on the Channel Tunnel, really.
A facial would be wasted on me. I've got a third face.
You can do your forehead and a bit of your nose. Forehead, bit of
I don't even know why I bother moisturising. But
well,
I
there
do.
Is a little bit, you know. Do you moisturise under the beard?
How old are you?
38.
You look younger, because I thought you were going to go older, and I do think you look younger.
Yeah, I do use a lot of products.
I think you look like you've just turned 30 from the age of 29.
Thank you.
Wow.
We're editing that out, aren't we?
Why would we?
I don't know.
You want to seem older.
Why is this show called Why Is Harriet Crying, and not Why Is Harriet and or Sunil Crying?
Because Sunil doesn't cry.
Oh.
Sunil hasn't cried since he was 8 and tripped over a dog. Mm. And it just
have you not tripped over any
dog
since?
A butcher's dog, of all things.
A butcher's dog.
It was a classic butcher's,
a butcher's
dog with
dog?
Sausages in its mouth.
No, it wasn't.
In Carmarthen.
Do you think something worse happened to you when a child therapist told you that's what happened?
I'm covering it up.
It
was
wasn't
a butcher's
dog.
It
wasn't
had sausages
a
in its mouth.
Dog with sausages in its mouth. Doesn't make any sense.
Why not? It stole the sausages.
It was a jolly dog that stole some sausages.
It's a jolly fat Labrador that stole some sausages and it was running out of the butcher's and I fell over it.
No.
What?
And then you cried and you haven't had a feeling since.
Yeah.
Oh
no, that's not
God.
True.
But you always seem so happy.
I'm
so,
fine,
but
yeah.
I feel like if you can be happy, you can be sad. Like, I'm never happy or sad, so I'm always...
You can be flat and happy and back to flat.
Oh. Because I've not cried in...
Yeah. This is...
I can't remember the last time I cried.
There you go.
I get to the point where I feel like I'm mine, but then I clock that it's pathetic and stop myself.
Oh, right.
I've never even cried in therapy and I go every Tuesday because I'm trying to write a new show and I'm hoping it pulls something out of me.
You don't even cry in therapy?
No. He leaves the tissues. Like, I think he's really willing it now.
Yeah.
Because he's always like, do you want to cry? And I'm always like, no. I was just thinking about what to say that won't, like, because I don't want to get stuck in therapy. Like, I want to leave when I want to leave.
Right.
I don't want them to turn around and go.
We've dug this out.
We think you need to stay a bit longer.
Do you think you need to... You're resisting the therapy. Maybe you need to go into it. You need to, what's that called? Surrender. Surrender to the therapy.
No. I think because I do surrender because I always feel better when I leave. But I just don't cry. The closest I've got recently is I was driving back from a gig and do you know when all the bloody roads are closed?
Yeah.
And then the diversion makes no sense and you're just going round and round.
Yeah.
Somewhere near Birmingham at 3 a.m. and you're like, I just want to get home.
Yeah.
That's the closest I've come, but I still didn't.
That's happened to me and I just drove round and round in circles and I had to call Bobby and he had to track where I was and direct me from near Norwich.
That's so
It was
funny.
Very stressful.
That
what
is
do you look at me
funny.
Like that for?
But you have sat nav.
Yes, I know, but it was it was taking me back to the start.
Yeah, with diversions, sat nav is not your friend.
But Google or Waze, it updates.
No,
no.
Only if they've been smart enough to say, like, there's a website. They have to register that they're doing work set, and if they don't, Google doesn't know.
Yeah, I've done that. Very rarely do. Well, you mean the yellow signs where you have to, there's like a yellow sign and then a square and you've got to follow the square.
Yeah, but I didn't know because they had like circles and squares and triangles. That means there's like seven different diversions going on and you have to not only look for the diversion but your sign.
Yeah.
I don't have time for that. I'm falling asleep at the wheel. It's too
late. I don't have time for that. And I'm busy driving. I'm not trying to take like a quiz or something. Like, it's very difficult.
I've driven with you and
if
it's not just forward to destination, I'm concerned.
I'm so glad I didn't drive with you to Dorchester the other day.
That's rude. It was. Do you remember when we drove to that gig in like Hartford or something?
Yeah.
And then as we drove into the theatre, we pulled up outside a window that was just full of children in the changing room just getting changed. We were just looking through the window and then an adult saw us and panicked and then pulled the curtains like as if we were perfect.
We felt very inappropriate. And then do you remember the gig as well? Just the whole night was like, the best thing about it was the journey and she can't drive. So you know that's problematic.
In Hartford.
Hartford, long journey.
That was so strange. Yeah. It was just such a weird gig. Do you remember us just sat in there as well? It wasn't.
You look shell-shocked at the memory of this.
Yeah, I feel it. Well. I feel like that most of the time about gigs.
Yeah.
I tell you what does make me angry, which is not the point of the podcast, but people that can't do their jobs. I get really incensed. Yeah. Like, I think I've gone very elitist. You know when, like, I go to, like, a supermarket, if they don't smile at you and they're, like, throwing the stuff at you, like, you're the problem.
Yeah.
And I'm like, excuse me, when I worked at Sainsbury's Denton, M34-2SJ, I always gave a smile, talked to them, offered them help with their packing, and these ones, like, throw cobs at me, like I'm Nish.
I'm the opposite. I'm like, I completely understand. I remember when I worked at Debenhams and it was very overwhelming, and so I would do things for them and I'll just be like, they could literally, like, throw something at my head and I'll be like, I'm sorry. I know that you're tired.
It's easy, like, when I was working in the BT shop back in the day.
What is that?
What is that?
They were selling mobile phones.
Oh, when BT had mobile phones.
Yeah. I was very good at it because I knew I'd only have to do it for 6 months in my gap year or whatever.
Yeah, there was
an end point. If you know there's, like, you're doing it for the rest of your life, you're like, absolutely fuck this job.
Yeah.
But I think, like, a lot of, like, I get really angry now going into Pret.
Why?
They're so shit.
The staff?
Yeah, there's no queuing system. Anyone can get fucking served. It makes me so angry.
How long do you have to wait in a Pret? Maximum one and a half minutes.
It's not the actual length of the wait. It's the fact that people can just queue up from the side and get served before you.
And that's, I don't like the system with coffee. Like, at least in Starbucks, you're in a queue. They take your name.
Exactly.
Like, here, they're just like...
That is true.
You just stand there.
I've never even thought about the queuing system.
There isn't one. That's why.
You should take it over.
Pret?
Yeah.
I got my first ever free coffee from Pret the other day.
Isn't that such a nice
story? Yeah, it's so good.
It means you're a good person.
Yeah. Why did you get it?
I walked in and they were arguing behind the till, two of them. And then one of them said to me, can you just help with this? She was like, does mayonnaise have milk in it? And I was like, no, it doesn't. And she went, thank you. And then I said, can I have a tea and this chocolate bar? And she went, you can have it. I helped her in an argument with her workmate.
But wait, does it have mayonnaise in it? No, wait. Does it have milk in it?
No.
What is it, mayonnaise?
Egg.
Oil and egg.
Ugh, gross.
Your face.
Oily egg. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
I had something really disgusting happen to me on Thursday.
Mm. Was it the election?
It was a bad day and there should have been a sign.
This is New Year.
Oh, no, I know, but I'm still going to tell this story just because it makes sense, right? So I went to have a drink. I went to Leon to get a drink in my Keep cup, and I went to have a sip, and I had a sip, and then I was like, oh, my stomach is wrong.
That was huge.
Oh, my God. I thought that was the boiler. Yeah, I thought that was the water system.
It's absolutely massive.
I'm remembering the story.
Oh, my God. Done a French fancy. I don't know what to do. Are you hungry? That was vile. That was really not nice.
Anyway, this is even worse. The story is going to get even worse.
Can I tell him the fart fact?
Yeah, you can.
Bobby's never heard her fart.
Is that true?
She keeps it in. Oh, he's heard it once, and that was in the middle of the night. But that doesn't count.
Anyway, I went to take a sip.
I went to take a sip.
Listen to this; it's so disgusting. Sorry, yeah, yeah. And I had a sip, and then in my mouth there was something. I pulled it out. It was a long black pubic hair that belonged to the person somebody in Leon had put it in my drink on purpose. They took it out of their trousers and they put it into my drink.
Who did?
And then it was in my mouth.
Who did?
The man at Leon.
Or well, it could have been a woman.
I saw him.
Okay.
Well, what? Wait, why would you drink it if you saw him put a pube in your cup?
No, I didn't see him do it. I know who it was. So if I saw him again, I'd know.
Harriet, no one.
I tell you, it was vandalising. He vandaled me.
This would.
That's the word.
I wish someone had vandaled me. This would not stand up in a court at all. Yeah. Like,
why?
Because you said I saw him do it, and then I said. Oh, why did you drink it then? You said, well, I didn't see him do it, and therefore there's no evidence.
No, I saw, you said who, it could have been a girl, and I said, no, it was a boy, I saw him. And then he turned, and then I came back, and then I had a sip, and it was hidden beneath, so it was like at the top, but hidden beneath.
Oh, he probably hid it,
had
he? He'd hidden it in your tea.
He hid his pubic hair in it, and then I drank it, and it was the biggest pubic hair you've ever seen.
How big was it?
It was so big, it was so thick. And I had it in my mouth, and I pulled it out.
Are you sure he hasn't just got thick head hair?
No, and it was humiliating to pull out a pubic hair from your mouth. Like, I felt
humiliated. Oh, you've done that before. Please.
Yeah, but someone was like, was it Bobby's? And I was like, no, I rather it was Bobby's. For once, I wish it was Bobby's pubic hair in my mouth.
And you know because it was like, bright ginger.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but it was black. Black as
which
the night.
Which is probably not
Bobby's
pubic colour.
Hair. No, it was really
I
sad.
Don't believe you.
Why do these
you
things?
You don't believe me. You saw me afterwards. I was so upset. You saw me afterwards. Yes, I was upset. I said to you, I've had a horrible day. I just had a pubic hair in my mouth. I sent you a message.
Yeah, but I don't believe you that it was a pubic hair.
I feel like, why do these things always happen to you? Like, why do they
if you think about
always
it, you'd
happen.
Feel better about it if you didn't immediately believe it was a pubic
but
hair.
But I know. I can't
you
not
don't
know.
Know.
I know
don't
now.
Know.
And I've got this keep cup and I can't
hairs.
Trust it. I can't drink from it again because there's a pubic
hair in
it. Come on,
you don't know if it's a pubic hair. You don't know.
I do know.
How?
They're different. Pubic hairs are different.
Some people have
curly I don't think that's true. Some people... No. It is coarser though, a pube.
No, you know a pube when you see a pube and when you feel
a
pube in your mouth.
How do you get a pube out and get it into the cup? It's too much.
Maybe it was on his hand. Maybe he'd been touching his penis and then he had a stray pubic hair on his hand and then he placed it. Or maybe he has like a stash.
But you
has a stash in his
but you
pocket.
Creating this is not helpful to you.
Why?
Why do you think he chose out of everyone to put a pube in your cup?
Like a fuck you. Like,
you?
Fuck
Why?
You. I don't know.
Because you're intolerant to everything.
Yeah, like, can I have coconut milk? And he was like, next person that asks for coconut milk, I'm going to fuck a fucking pubic
that,
hair in their drink.
Did he say that?
In his head.
Because funny things always happen to you. Is that why this podcast exists?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but it's like, it's... But I think the problem is I get to... Other people, they just be like, oh, another day, another pubic hair. But I think I get too affected by it. I think that's the problem.
Would you say you're overdramatic?
I think that's the problem, yeah. I take it personally. Like, this is a personal attack that somebody put
clear,
up a pubic hair.
Whereas
a
I'd be like, drink. Well, that's a hair, let's get rid of that.
You could just be like, oh, I guess it was just a beard hair. Like, you have an excuse.
Could be a beard hair. What makes you think it's not?
I know a beard hair and I know a pubic hair.
No, you don't. People have different beards. You don't know everyone's beard and pubes.
I do.
Do you know everyone's
beard
and pubes?
We'll do a test and you can put a pubic hair and a beard hair in my mouth and I'll tell you which one.
I would like to see that right now. Also, isn't a beard a pubic hair anyway?
A facial pubic hair.
Yeah.
Oh, what even is a pubic hair? We're asking the big questions
like
today.
My asshole hair. Is that pubic hair?
Oh.
Sometimes I think that can be fine.
Okay, there is. I don't think there's any difference between the hairs except the asshole. The asshole hairs you don't want anywhere near you, but the other hairs are fine.
I don't want a pubic hair near me.
What about a head hair?
I don't want a head hair either, actually.
But you think a pubic hair is worse?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's near a dirty dick.
What's dirty about the dick?
It's probably dirty.
Why?
But he's working. He's busy. You know what I mean? Like, you're working, you're busy. He will at least have to travel. Like, there's sweat that accumulates. Like, why are you looking like that? There's
I don't think I get a sweaty dick when I travel.
Your dick doesn't get sweaty.
I don't know how dicks work, but I imagine that they get dirty.
But if you think about all the dirt that's on your face as well, cause from around you, like pollution and all that kind of stuff, that's dirty. That's dirtier.
Yeah.
I'm just enjoying a quality street.
Anyway, well, I'm sad for you.
Thank you for being sad for me.
Thank
you. Thank you.
I wonder why this stuff always happens to you, though.
I don't know. I think it's like people just take against me, maybe.
Like you and Kate Lucas, who's another comedian, are two of the most bonkers, haphazard. I just don't know.
It's not them. It's not some sort of like divine thing. It's if you look at the way they interact with people, it's their fault.
No, the world's fault. Wait. The world is against us,
I think. That's because you think like that, these things continue to happen to you.
But I always wonder about you if you have any focus.
Like with what?
Just like, I don't know, getting somewhere. Or
I think that's
like
the problem. I'm not in it.
But I would rather be like you than like me, because I obsess over everything because I'm such an over-worrier, whereas I feel like...
I over-worry as well, but then in the moment, I stop thinking and it's a problem.
What do you mean you stop thinking? What
I just stop thinking.
And what happens?
Like a defense mechanism, like switch off, let it happen.
Oh, and you wait for someone to help you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I did like that show you and Bobby did. Do you know where bad things kept happening to you on E4? I thought that was so funny. Like they couldn't.
That was the name of the show, yeah. Bad things keep happening to you.
They couldn't have picked. I mean, Bobby, take it or leave it, but they couldn't have booked anyone better to have to do all this awful stuff.
I get overwhelmed, I think, quite easily. I think my stomach's going to rumble again. I'm nervous.
What are you nervous about?
I don't know. I didn't have lunch. I just had brunch and I'm nervous it's going to make a noise. And then you said it was disgusting.
Well, no, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I did not say that it was disgusting.
He said it sounded like the building. If anything, he called you a house.
Don't call me a house.
A lovely three-bedroom
house. But you do get overwhelmed by stuff as well.
I get worked up. Yeah. But I get like angry or like, oh God, why does this keep happening to me? I don't get like...
Sad.
I don't think I can cry. I think it's my defense mechanism. The other way is...
What do? You just bury it.
I bury everything.
Good lad.
Yeah.
Good lad.
It inspires you to go on. Like,
it just makes me like
rage.
Yeah, you really do use the rage. And I'm like, why the fuck is everyone so stupid? And I really do believe, like with you, I think everything that happens to you, Harriet, is because of you. Whereas I believe... I do.
He pointed at me and said it as well.
To you.
But I believe that everything that happens to me is because of other idiots. Do you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
I'm bringing it on myself. You are just a poor victim that things happen to. Yeah, Stephen.
We're both victims, but in a different way. You're a victim of yourself and I'm a victim of circumstance.
Do you have any like nemeses or enemies that you want to crush?
Oh my God, so many.
Really?
Like, the list is longer than friends. I really don't like anyone that travels during rush hour.
Yeah.
I don't like anyone in London.
Yeah.
Like look up and smile, fuckers.
Yeah.
I don't want that though. I don't want anyone looking at me. Gig promoters get on my nerves when they're like, can you promote your gig? And it's like, you promote your fucking gig and I'll tell my dick jokes there. How about that? And I don't like... I mean, the list is endless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like TV people. They're so stupid. some of the most stupid people I've ever met.
You used to work in TV, Stephen.
That's why I know. The problem is now is I've seen it both sides.
So I've
seen it behind the scenes and from this way of trying to get on. And you're like, do you know when they're like, let's have an internet sensation on the one show. And then people switch off the one show. And then they're like, why did that happen? It's like, because... The people watching the internet are watching the internet.
Yeah.
And the people watching TV are watching TV.
Yeah.
Like the echo chamber shit with the election. And it's like, let's all talk about all these things. It's like, my mum and dad don't have Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
How are you talking to them?
How do they take in news? Are they buying newspapers? Are they that?
They read the Sun. They read the Sun.
Yeah. It's whispering. Yeah.
Every day. Or the actual newspaper.
Yeah. Do they still have the lovely lady on page 3?
I think they got rid of it.
I think they've got rid of it, yeah.
One of the papers does, because I was sat next to a man and he was really in-depthly looking at it. Yeah, really looking at it, like really taking it all in.
I listened to an interview with a man who came up with that idea. He lives on the 30th floor of one of the Barbican Towers. He's very wealthy.
Wow, good for him.
He said it was the proudest day of his life when he opened the paper and he said, I saw a lovely, lovely pair of...
Don't look at me when you said
that's what he said.
Really
that's what he said. I saw a lovely
really
pair. A lovely bosom.
Oh,
proudest day of his life. Yeah, I get it. But there's nothing, there's like, what? I know what you mean about people who are incompetent. And
yeah, that is when
you
see
someone. You get annoyed with incompetence a lot, actually.
I do.
But are you super organized in your own life? Like, I know exactly what I'm doing all the time. Oh, I know. If I've got a deadline, it's in. I'm never worried. If an invoice comes in, I pay it the day it comes
in. Okay, maybe not that much, but
I'm super duper organized.
Yeah, you need
if I'm traveling
me.
Around, I know exactly where I'm going
yeah.
and I know exactly how to get there and I'm not dawdling, I'm not stopping and, you know, I'm getting
same.
There.
You allow extra time in case of an incident.
Blah,
absolutely.
Good
yeah,
for
yeah.
you.
Same.
Well done. Because,
do you know what I hate? I really hate, I think what I don't like about people's incompetence is the excuses. Like, we've all been there.
I feel like this is personal and I feel like you're both talking about
no,
me.
No, I feel people's incompetence.
I'm just I don't think you're like you're talking around.
No, you're always on time.
The fact
you're
not
late or anything.
Yes, thank you.
I find that their incompetence is an insult. That it means that they don't value my time as much as I value
and
mine.
And it's also like, I don't mind if someone's late, but why don't you just let people know you're going to be late? I think that's another...
Yeah, rude.
That's a way to save that.
And not 5 minutes before you're supposed to get there and say,
yeah,
I'm going to
be
half an hour
late. Just
be
like, listen, my train was cancelled or I missed the train I was supposed to get. I'm going to be 30 minutes late. You know, have a coffee on me if you're already there. And if not... Walk the long way around. I just find it all...
Yeah,
I find it all... My favourite is though... it annoys me, but I do quite enjoy excuses. You know, like say, you're due a payment in and they're like, my cat died. And it's like, well, I don't give a fuck about the cat. Like,
it's actually very overwhelming when your cat dies.
No, but
I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but I was talking last night about how I cried on stage when my cat was sick. because it really does take over your life, actually.
I understand it's like awful, but if you had like a proper job, if you were a nurse,
I did
not do your job.
I got sent home
died.
From the hospital because my cat died, and they said,
"You weren't
go
a nurse.
Home.
Don't say you were a nurse.
I was working,
working
for the NHS in the hospital, and they said,
NHS.
Go home. You're too emotional to work." And then I went to the vets.
It's because you haven't got anything important enough to do that you have to allow them to overwhelm you. If people's lives depended on you, you'd have to just forget, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was thinking maybe I should go into something more, like, helpful with the world and, like, do something more good.
Oh, like what?
Well, I was like, maybe I should go into politics and do something different. And then I was like, I did stand-up. I've done that. And then I was like, oh, yeah, but I bombed so much and made so many mistakes for so many years. I was like... but that's like such a problem that like that's a death. Like that's someone dies.
You can't quietly make mistakes. As a
that's the thing. You can't just make mistakes and just be like.
You should become a magistrate.
What is that?
Okay,
no, what is it? They wear the hats. Do they wear the hats?
No.
Okay.
They're normal people who go and sit in magistrates. They're the magistrate who decides what the whether. Yeah.
I'd like to be a decision maker of some sort. I'd get rid of like so many incompetent fools.
I don't know if you should be in charge then. I think it might go to your head a little bit. Yeah,
I should have any power ever. I'd be like, they annoy me. Put them in the bin.
There's a very good book called The Power Broker.
Oh, yeah.
It's about the Parks Commissioner of New York. It sounds really boring.
Yeah, it does.
But basically,
it really does.
He became one of the most powerful people in New York simply by being incredibly competent. And everyone else was so, they didn't know what to do with him.
I thought that about the election. Do you know when they're all going to do, I'm going to do these a million things. And everyone's like, how can you do those a million things? I would have voted for the person that says, I'm definitely going to do these two things in my time. And ideally, I'd also look at these things. You'd vote for that person.
A better to-do list.
Yeah.
Someone with a better to-do list. Yeah. That's all
I love
care
a to-do
about.
List. Do you have a to-do list, Harriet?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah. I am actually a very together person. you guys, so as you're so together, I guess you guys don't need New Year's resolutions.
No.
There's nothing to improve. Are you serious? You don't have New Year's resolutions?
Not that I've got nothing to improve. It's just that if I needed to do, I wouldn't, a New Year's resolution doesn't mean anything to me.
I don't need a reset. Like I could do it like tomorrow. If I was like, okay, you need to stop eating chocolate, I'd do it tomorrow.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I can't. This whole New Year, New Me thing really gets on my nerves.
Yeah.
Like I'd rather just. Like, you have the chance to be a new you every single day.
I don't. On the 3rd of January, I'm like, oh, fucked up. Got to wait till next year again.
Really?
It's like, I'll get next year. I'll do it.
If I was considering joining a gym, I wouldn't be able to do it when everyone else is.
No, it's too
like,
busy.
I can't be around.
You're a rule breaker.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm
that's what it is.
I'm a rule maker. I make my own rules.
Well,
that's the same thing.
No
one has ever called it that before.
Not one person has ever called it that.
I feel like I'm just here for decoration.
You are.
Thank you.
Good decoration.
Thank you.
So you're not going to have any New Year's resolutions?
No, I don't think so. What I am going to try and do, but I'm trying, I'm already trying it because I take, oh wait, we're in the New Year. You get it. I've started taking CBD oil to chill me out.
Oh, yeah.
Honest to God, I'm going to be an ambassador of that.
Does it work?
Yeah, it really works. And you're allowed to drive on it because I checked.
But what are you? What was your state before and after? Like, what? How?
I'm
how...
very, very, like, highly strung. Right. And things push me to the edge. Moi? Qu'est-ce que c'est? So whereas Harriet cries at everything, I think everything's the end of the world.
Right.
And I took CBD oil. And now this thing's where I've, like, texted my boyfriend and be like, you'll never guess what fucking happened to the day. And he like tentatively like walks home like and walks in like, oh, what's he walking into? And now I'm like this calm, lasagna's on the table, this has happened today, I've got Schitt's Creek ready to go. He's like, what? He's like, so now he like pours it down my, so I think it's not like a New Year's resolution, it's just more like I'm just gonna keep doing that.
Have you ever tried weed?
No, I think you I'm might quite like that. Yeah. And I already feel like everyone's out to get me. So
Yeah. I've discovered sleeping pills and they're fantastic. I woke up at 3 yesterday. And yeah, only because there was a knock on the door.
So you took a sleeping pill to sleep the night before?
Yeah.
Why don't you have anything to do in the day?
I did. That was the problem. I was just asleep.
You missed all the natural daylight.
You missed all the natural daylight. I only woke up because someone knocked at the door and then
But what was the
great.
Pill? What are they?
They're like completely legal. Just like...
herbal.
Travel sickness. They deal with travel sickness, allergies, and I sleep for 14 hours. It's great.
That's not, okay, yeah, fair enough.
I don't
you
know what they're called. Yeah. They just
you
buy
don't
my
know
bed.
What they're called.
They just buy my bed.
They buy my
I just
bed
take
and
one
I don't know what they're called. I think Bobby's just popped some pills in there.
I think so, yeah.
I'm concerned at how much you're sleeping. How
yeah,
do you
well,
get anything done?
I don't usually. I think it's just because I was a bit stressed with the election, so I didn't get much sleep that night. And then I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to take a sleeping pill and see what happens.
So you see, with the election, this is how much like I have no emotion anymore because of Brexit and Donald Trump. I was like, it's happening.
Yeah.
So I just prepared myself. Like I was.
I don't know how we didn't see it coming. I don't understand.
I don't understand. And do you know what I felt like? Everything I was seeing on social media was exactly the same stuff I saw at Brexit, and I was like, this didn't work. You need to go knock on some doors.
Happened in 2010, 2015. Yeah. It's happened all the time. Yeah.
And you've just not. So I was just like, yep.
Yeah.
And everyone's texting me going like, oh my God, are you okay? I think also people are a bit dramatic. Like,
I was doing that. I was messaging.
Are you alone? Are you this? Like, have you got someone to like hug tonight?
I imagine some people would have been incredibly upset.
Yeah.
But I never had the expectation that it was ever going to happen. So.
Well, I guess that's a way to live. If you never hope, then you'll never be disappointed.
Well, wow. No, I mean, I was hopeful, but wow. I didn't. It wasn't ever going to happen.
High hopes, low expectations.
Exactly. Yeah. Wait, what? Oh, that's a good way to live. Yeah, because you hope big, but then you don't expect anything.
Big dreams, but you don't expect anything.
Yeah. Little boy with big dreams.
That's all I am.
What do you think? Because we're in a new decade now. What do you think?
So
you
hope there's no pubes in your drink, but you don't expect it.
I will always expect that there's a pube in my drink, but I'll really hope that there's not. Yeah, I'm gonna have to check every time I have a drink now, like to see if there's.
You
a
will
pube.
For some time.
I couldn't drink a coffee yesterday because of it.
Wow.
It's difficult because you have to trust. It just makes you think like how much trust you have to put into the people that make your drinks.
If you think about it, the world runs on trust. Like this, there's a reason why. This country is the way it is because people trust each other to a certain level.
Yeah.
In countries where there isn't that level of trust, there's much more corruption, much more violence.
So do you think in other countries there's more pubes in people's drinks?
Probably.
I think it's because everyone's so self-obsessed that they think no one would ever put a pube in my drink.
Yeah, well, I had a real wake-up call because I was just living my life being self-obsessed. And then
that was a wake-up call, wasn't it?
It was a real wake-up call.
From your self-obsession.
And he was thinking, because he's so self-obsessed, he was like, you know what everyone wants?
That's what everyone wants in their mouth, yeah.
Did it make you cry, by the way?
I didn't cry, but I was like really tearful and overwhelmed. And then I got on the train and then the train was so full and there was nowhere. I got a seat, but like I was really sick. And then I had food, but it was like the hot food from Lyon. I couldn't eat it on the train because I was busy in the smell. And then
Hold on. Someone put a pube in your coffee and you still considered eating the food.
I was really hungry, but I didn't eat it for ages. I just had it with me and then I was really hungry. And then I was like, can I eat this? What if they... But then I was like, actually, it's different people that make the coffee and different people that make the food.
So
it was sealed.
Cold pube-laid food.
Cold no pube food.
Okay.
Because
sure.
it was a different chef. The chef and that they don't interact. They've got different
the
things.
The coffee chef.
The coffee chef
yeah. is the problem.
Do you have good people around you when you cry?
No, not really. Do you know Bobby? You haven't met Bobby.
Well, that's
met.
What I was thinking about. I was like, I think Bobby would just laugh at you when you cry.
But
to be fair, they say to a child, like a toddler, if they fall over and start crying, you laugh so they don't think of it as a bad thing. Like, you're so silly.
Or does that make a real humiliation complex for them?
Well, the thing is, if you keep reacting to their tears, they'll keep crying whenever they want some attention.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. That's what I've learned from reading this book, Codependency, No More.
Do you go to therapy?
What do you think?
Yeah.
Do you, Sunil?
No.
No, I didn't think.
But you should maybe. This is Sunil's therapy. We're trying to make him feel emotions.
Oh. Yeah, it's nice.
So what we do every episode is I read a sad story to try and make Sunil feel something.
Oh, great.
So see if it can make both of you feel something.
Go on then.
Okay. It's so right.
Do you write them yourself?
No, they're you based on real what?
Nothing.
They're based on real.
Just remembered some of them.
Okay. Get ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
This could be your first tears of the new year. He's less than a foot tall, but the little sausage dog has survived getting lost in a dangerous Australian bushfire. Wilbur's story, Wilbur the sausage dog.
What made you think this is...
Captivated animal lovers with news channels appealing for help to reunite him with his own. Firefighters found him wandering alone on Wednesday in New South Wales as fires burnt around him.
I wouldn't have cried if he was dead.
You wouldn't have cried if he was dead.
No.
That's a really bad story. Like the minute you say less than an inch tall, that's really funny. Small things are
sausage
funny.
Sausage dog got lost in a fire, is it?
And his name's Wilbur.
But Wilbur's owner quickly came forward to claim him and revealed he was still searching for Wilbur's brother. Wait, why is the brother in italics? I don't know. But just
related.
A few hours later, Ollie the beagle was found.
There we go.
16
not technically his brother.
Wait, they can't be brothers if one's a sausage dog and one's a beagle.
Before this record.
She never reads any of them.
Wilbur's story of survival has sparked an outpouring of emotion from other sausage dog owners. The whole sausage dog owner community. They're up in arms.
They're not up in arms. It doesn't say up in arms. Up in arms means they're angry.
Oh. Down in arms. I don't know. But have you ever seen a sausage dog?
Yeah.
They have such small legs. Yeah. It's like their legs have been cut in half.
Yeah, it's really...
Can you imagine...
I'll tell you what's sad is that they've been inbred for so long.
Wow.
It's not the first story of animal survival. It's not even first in these bushfires.
How could it ever be the first story of animal survival?
I know how to make Sunil cry, because this even makes me cry. Yeah. I think you've gone really down the wrong avenue here. I want to take you back to X Factor Series 4. Daniel. Okay, Daniel's...
Daniel.
Yeah. His wife
passed
away during labour of their little baby girl.
Oh, my God.
And then he found the application form to the X Factor in her belongings. So he felt like he had to do it.
And then
he sung this beautiful song to her. Now you need to watch the video clip for this to hit you.
How long ago was this?
2008, the year before Cheryl
joined.
I've
never heard of Daniel, though.
Daniel X Factor. Well, he's not around now.
Well, that's really sad. He tried to do it and then
not
his dreams didn't
singing.
Come true.
Not even pub singing.
Fucking hell.
He used to clean pools. I think he's cleaning pools again.
People have got pools.
You must have to travel quite far to get there. A koala called Lewis became famous after the video of his rescue from a tree in a woman's shirt went viral. Sadly, he didn't survive his burns and the decision was made to put him down. I saw that video.
Stop doing this. It was so sad.
Back in the UK, a fox was described as the luckiest in the world after being rescued from locked gates at Swansea Docks.
This is BBC Newsbeat.
That's not sad.
Yeah, it's
children.
Swimming.
These are children's stories.
It was
stories.
Named Splash after it slipped in and it swam for 5 minutes.
How many
I
stories
didn't even
are you
going
to do? You're only
could
supposed
swim.
To do one.
And then there's the amazing story of a 10-week-old puppy with a second tail in the middle of his head.
That is, I've seen that one.
That's not sad, though.
That's not sad, that's just weird.
No, he's got a tail in his head.
Yeah. Really, that's a fucking freak show. You should put that
a
dog
unicorn.
Down.
Unicorn. You know, it is sad. When I did a gig in Newcastle, I'd stay at an easy hotel.
That is really sad.
That's a sad story.
I stayed in one without windows, the Z hotels, and I actually find it quite exciting. It's like, I don't know, like you're in a prison or something.
Nope.
No, and they also have cheese, free cheese at 4 o'clock.
Four o'clock.
No, I can't eat it, but they've got wine as well.
Do you think you'd survive in prison?
I don't think so, actually.
I think yeah, I'd be like top dog.
Sometimes people... You think you'd be?
Yeah, I think you would be. All these muscly, bald-haired men would be my bitches.
Yeah, yeah, I think I can see that as well. I think you'd do well in prison, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think you would. Because I think that you'd just like you'd do some gambling and stuff, and like you just would act unbothered.
Yeah, I think he'd slip.
You just wouldn't. You wouldn't show any. Yeah, no one would notice you. Yeah.
And then I'll slowly work my way up behind the scenes.
I think people might try and be nice to me, maybe in prison.
Well, I think they won't.
Yeah, maybe they'd just see me and they'd just like me. They'd like me as a person.
I think they'd use you as a drug mule, maybe. And you wouldn't even know. Harriet, take the sugar to the kitchen.
Oh dear.
Well,
I think that's our first podcast done for the decade.
Oh yeah, fuck.
Yeah, 2020.
What does that even mean?
So you have now what, 3 years or something?
Probably about that.
Yeah,
really like each other.
Just lost so much money.
Literally nothing else to do.
Well, that makes me want to cry.
We did it. Have you got anything to promote, Stephen?
Oh, I'm going on tour.
Woo! Please do.
Been to all these places I don't want to go. it's called Stephen Bailey Can't Be Bothered. Guess what I felt when I booked this tour in? So tickets at stephenbaileycomedy.co.uk.
And watch Stephen on Live with the Apollo. Should be on iPlayer.
Oh
still.
My goodness. It's amazing. I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to, over Christmas, I'm going to have a good binge of everybody's at the Apollos. He did very well. Of course he did. Yeah, yes, Stephen.
I'm so happy with it.
Oh, no. That's so nice.
Even though my agent at the time asked me what material I was going to do just before I went on.
Oh, dear. Anyway.
That was awkward.
Have you got anything? You've got your radio show.
Starting my radio show.
What's your radio show?
It's on the BBC Asian Network.
Oh, I saw this. Who's it with?
It's with Ishan Akbar and Nim Adedra. That's every Saturday afternoon.
Do you have to record it live? Really?
Terrifying.
That would annoy me.
There goes your Saturday afternoons.
What if you had like a weekend away, like a Friday, Saturday? You
can't do it. Can't do it.
What if you've got a children's birthday party?
I'll go to that. I'll cancel the show.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
And I probably do have a couple of them.
Please, Stephen, please. And then we've just starting to do previews. So come
and back next year.
GNL comedy.
Yeah. Yeah. So come see us, try out new stuff.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm at the Vault Festival.
So am I.
Yeah.
You doing the Vault Festival?
I'm doing 11, 12, 13 February.
To do it. You don't have listen to them. I don't know when I'm doing it. I'm doing Leicester.
I'm doing Leicester. When you're in Leicester?
Oh, I don't know.
20th or something.
22nd.
I don't know. Oh! No. The day before 21st, I think.
There we go.
Okay. Okay. Well, thanks so much for listening.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.